Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. What's happening, buddy?
I'm waiting to find out when this 40-yard race is going to be going off so I can be there with the $100 at the end.
Oh, that's right. Right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, this is truck driver Bruce, big B-hole. He wants to be here. He said it's $100 for the winner. I bet your truck is 40 yards long. We could probably run the length of the truck.
That's 53-foot trailer.
Ooh.
It's not that.
I gotcha. 53.
Not 40 yards. Okay.
Right. Carry to one.
It's like three of those.
Yeah. About. Yeah.
If I'm doing the math right.
Where are you at tonight, Bruce? Where are you trucking?
I just got back. I run out of Tampa. I go to Fort Myers and back every night.
Oh, man. What a great, great run. And how many nights a week are you doing it?
Monday through Friday.
Oh, yeah. Nice. All right.
I'm off this Friday. I'm off this Thursday for the holiday.
Yeah.
So either Thursday or sometime over the weekend. I'm off Saturday and Sunday.
I'm glad you were able to get off.
Yeah. It's very important that our listeners get off.
For America, you know?
Yeah, get off for the holidays and stuff like that.
Yeah, it works for me.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, I reckon we'll probably do it over the weekend, I would assume.
Yeah, whenever you want, man.
All right. What are you guys doing?
I don't have any social media, if somebody wants to get my number, you can text me or let me know where it's going to be. Or
yeah. Ryan, we'll
get it set up.
We'll let Ryan do that. He'll be all over it.
Yeah.
Ryan, anytime somebody is going to get off, we make sure Ryan handles the phone numbers and all that stuff.
As much as I would like to take Bruce's $100, we should probably give it to charity, huh? That would probably be the right thing to do.
No,
yeah.
What the hell, dude?
I think so.
You can't just have somebody give us $100.
Yes.
Look,
I
know. I can use it. I understand.
Will, this was an incentive to see who could be the best.
Oh, yeah, stop being a little bitch, Will.
All right. Jesus Christ,
well, I feel like I did.
Anna's poor.
I'm poor, too.
I'm supposed to be getting reparations from the government because I'm Jewish, apparently.
Jew-parations.
Yeah. Someone
how do I get in on that?
That's what I thought.
I'll get in on that. Do you have to get bar mitzvahed or something?
I don't know, dude. But
I'll do it.
Some dude called in and he was saying, like, you know, how Jews get money from the government. And I was like, hold the brakes. What's going on?
You have to be circumcised, though, to prove it, Anna.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. It's true. Hey, Bruce, are you circumcised?
Yes.
Yeah, me too, buddy. It's the best, isn't it?
And you're not Jews, so.
It's all I know, so I can't say one way or the other. But
it's true.
Works for me.
Yeah, I don't want my ding-dong wearing a hoodie. All right, Bruce, I'll put you on hold and Ryan get your information so you can come down here if we do this thing like Friday night. I think are we the only live show Friday?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So
I work Friday night, though.
Damn it to hell.
I work during the day, so.
Damn it, Bruce. All right, we'll figure it out, buddy.
We'll figure something out.
Thanks, man. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Man.
All right. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. We should start like a pool, and we'll have all the listeners a pool.
Oh, a pool.
Yeah, so people can chip in, we'll get like a bunch of money together.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, we could pick a charity of our choice,
right?
And then the winner gets the
charity. I like that.
Gets the money.
I like that too.
Dude, I barely get any money for anything. I'm trying to get a little extra moolah on the side because I'm a fast runner. And here you are saying stuff out loud like, let's give it to charity.
Yeah.
I'm a charity case. Look at me.
I know. Well, just start a nonprofit, like the Human Fund or something.
Oh, GoFundMe.
And then I'll go to Anna Hummel, Inc.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But it'd still be a charity, you know?
I'm a charity case. That's fine.
I understand your point of view, and I feel the same way. I just feel like for something like this where, you know, it's on-air stuff, we should probably, give it to a charity.
Some food here if you're hungry. If you need something.
No, that has dead animals on it.
Hell yeah, it does. Yeah. So many dead animals.
And you know my rule, I don't eat anything that had a face or an a-hole, you know?
That's funny because you have a face and an a-hole.
Idiot.
I didn't eat myself.
Yeah.
Not flexible enough.
Good. Why don't you try it out now?
Get it, Tom.
Bone TV.
Did I tell you I did that on stage in Naples? Oh, my God. She's doing it.
I thought she was going to barf. She got a whiff of herself and almost barfed.
She got near those granny panties.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'll show you.
Oh, God. Oh, no wonder I'm single.
Hey, my granny panties are clean.
Oh, I probably smell like your grannies. You know what I'm saying?
She's dead, so.
Yeah.
Super stinky.
Nice.
Your grandma's dead?
Both of them, yeah. Aww. That's what grandmas do. They die.
Yeah.
And you really brought the whole mood down.
What? Old people die. It happens. One was 91, the other was 94. Like,
damn.
It's sad, but, you know, they died because they're old, man. It's part of life. That's what happens.
You think your grandma's banging Lee Iacocca right now?
I don't think so. I don't think
he's 94. He died today.
I know who like a Coca bottle
is. It's not
is.
Like a Coca.
Coke. I like Coke. I don't, whatever his name is.
No.
Ayatollah, Areola. I don't know what his name is. I don't care, but.
That's mean.
Sure. Whatever. I found out who he was after he died. That's
Lee
how Iacocca. I found out.
Coca.
Yeah.
Ayatollah.
No, that was a different person.
Areola. That's his name.
Areola would be a great stripper name, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.